trick question. Who wants some trivia? Welcome to the No Dunks NBA Trivia Podcast, where the only thing you can win is my utmost respect. I'm your host, J.E. Skeets, and joining me live here in Atlanta, he makes the magic happen and keeps track of the scores with this podcast, is J.D.
Hello!
There he is, and here we are. Let's meet today's contestant on Who Wants Some Trivia? He is a culture writer and NBA analyst here at The Athletic. You listen to him regularly on Count the Dings, as well as the fantastic Hoops Adjacent podcast with Hall of Famer David Aldridge. He's a proud Haitian and an honorary Toronto Raptors fan. Give it up for Big Waz.
What's up, brothers? Thanks for having me. This is really exciting. Obviously, big fans of what you guys do. Thank you for the kind words. Let's get this started. I'm going to get 100 on this test, I promise.
Well, it says here, Waz, in my notes that you are, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're also married to an Armenian?
No, I'm not. I'm not married to an Armenian, but my significant other is Armenian, yes.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. I'm obviously married to an Armenian. Are you a big Lakmacun fan? You like the Armenian pizza?
Lakmacun? I ever had that?
Yes, Armenian pizza.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I have had that. I pretty much eat everything except for the like tartare. I can't do the raw beef. It's just something that I don't do. She said it's not Armenian, it's Lebanese, as if there's actually a difference.
I love it. All right. Well, let me explain today's trivia theme here for you, Waz. Today's theme is all about the NBA's All-Star Weekend, okay? That three-day festival held in February consisting of basketball events and exhibitions. Groupies love it, hype beasts love it, and so do I. Yeah, I love it as well. So that is our theme, NBA All-Star Weekend. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Could we have done this before the latest one in Chicago? Yeah, we probably could have. But I don't really care. So we're just going to do it now. Waz, are you ready to play
Who Wants Some Trivia?
I'm ready, guys.
All right, here we go. JD, my man, please take us through the scorekeeping rules.
We are going to start with 7 multiple choice questions. Waz, you'll be awarded 2 points for every correct answer without using a lifeline, 1 point for every correct answer you get using a lifeline, and no surprise, you'll get 0 points if you get the answer wrong.
Yes, that's right. Now, these questions, Waz, are not going to be easy, but you have these 3 lifelines at your disposal. You can only use the lifeline once per game, okay?
Okay.
The lifelines are the ejection lifeline. This is where I eliminate one of the incorrect options for you. I just strike it from the board. Yeah.
Okay.
The next one is the Gimme Some Mo. Shout out to Busta Rhymes. The Gimme Some Mo lifeline, where I give you a hint about the correct answer. You know, I give you a little clue that'll maybe steer you in the right direction. All right?
Okay.
And then the third lifeline is the phone a friend lifeline. But the catch is, we don't phone one of your friends. We don't phone another Armenian you might know. We phone one of my friends for help. And, you know, honestly, it's hit or miss. Some of my friends very knowledgeable when it comes to the NBA. Some of them don't know a thing. So it's a bit of a crapshoot.
All right, sounds good. I'm ready.
Okay, so again, you have those 3 lifelines to use. The only really important note here, and I trust you, you're an honest man, Waz, don't be a Tom Googliata. You can't use Google to find any answers
here.
No,
we're not doing that.
That's right, gentleman's rule.
I've got integrity, come on.
Exactly. And that goes for all you listeners playing at home, by the way. You know, don't be using Google. There's no point. All right, let's get in to our first question. Dunk contest participants, Waz, have always enjoyed dunking over things. Blake Griffin won the 2008 dunk contest by jumping over a Kia Optima, while John Collins lost the 2019 dunk contest by trying and failing to jump over a model airplane. In the history of the NBA dunk contest, which prop has not been jumped over? Is it A, a motorcycle, B, a table, C, a television, or D, turntables?
Wow. All of these sound outrageous. That's why this is a tough question.
Yep.
Motorcycle seems feasible. Table seems feasible. I would say, nobody's ever jumped over a television.
Okay, is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Oh yeah, what a star for Waz. two quick, cool points there. That's absolutely right. Just to remind everyone, Gerald Green, he dunked over, it was like a bootleg blackjack table in 2007.
Okay, I don't remember that.
Yeah,
okay.
that was the Vegas dunk contest. Derek Williams in 2011 dunked over a Harley Davidson motorcycle, so you called that one.
I vaguely remember that, okay.
Yeah, and then 2017, DeAndre Jordan dunked over DJ Khaled and his turntables. So the correct answer was television. That's a great call, man.
All right.
You're off to an awesome start. And again, you got three lifelines, and now there's only six questions remaining. So here you go. One of the best things about NBA All-Star Weekend is debating who should or who should not be selected. NBA fans, players, and of course the media love to debate the snubs. But who is the biggest All-Star Game snub ever? I decided to let math tell us. According to Basketball Reference, which player has the most win shares in NBA history without ever being selected to an NBA All-Star Game? Okay? Is it A, Mike Conley, B, Sam Perkins, C, Rod Strickland, or D, Jason Terry? And just for the listeners out there, I know Waz knows this, but win shares is an estimate of the number of wins contributed by a player. That's what we're looking at with win share. So Conley, Perkins, Strickland, or Terry?
So immediately when this question came up, the first name that popped into my head was Rod Strickland.
Okay.
Man, but I feel like Jason Terry and Mike Conley have a lot of win shares as well. I'm going to use a lifeline to eliminate somebody.
Okay, I like that. Smart man here. We are going to eliminate... we might need to eliminate your dog and put him in the yard.
Yeah.
We are going to eliminate Mike Conley. Okay, so A is off the board. Your dog is fired up with this question. I think your dog knows the answer, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's telling me... You know what? I sense a pattern here in these questions. So I'm going to go with Sam Perkins.
Wow, is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
That's correct, Waz.
Yes,
my goodness, my man.
Yes, it felt like you guys were trying to goad me into these obvious, flashy point guard choices. But meanwhile, this guy, Sam Perkins, who was clearly ahead of his time as a stretch five, firing threes all the time. He was clearly a good player. He was a good defender, and obviously he spread the floor for Seattle and the Lakers and stuff. So
you nailed it.
It would make sense. Yeah.
Sam Perkins, or as your dog was saying, Sam Barkins. There, absolutely. The Big Smooth accumulated 105.4 win shares over his career from 85 to 2001. Yeah, played for the Mavs. You said Lakers, Sonics, Pacers. Never made an All-Star game. Probably his best chance was in 91-92. He averaged like 16-8 before the big game. All right. What's Waz's score here right now, Jay?
Waz is off to a great start with 3 points after only two questions. I mean,
I get docked for the lifeline stuff.
Yeah. Well, the best so far.
That's okay. Don't be afraid to use the lifeline. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't be afraid. Yeah. And this is the best start I think we've ever had. You're right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, your dog is fired up.
Yeah, he is. So today is like the maintenance day in our courtyard.
Okay.
And, you know, they got the people that's doing the bushes and the pool and blah, 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 blah. And so this guy, like, clearly doesn't realize that this is the same dudes here every single week. And so he's just, every Tuesday, he's going crazy every time.
Just doing his job.
He's a guard dog. All right.
Can you take your dog upstairs?
What type of dog is he?
He's like a... What type of dog is this thing, Tamari?
He's a Yorkie Jack Russell
Dachshund. And he has Crohn's disease, I guess is an excuse to be insufferable. I don't know. this is news to me. All right, we kicked him out. All right, let's go.
Okay. Question number three. In 1998, the NBA replaced the dunk contest with two ball. This was a shooting event where teams consisted of one NBA and one WNBA player who played in the same city. Now, each team was given one ball and 60 seconds on the clock as each teammate alternated shooting and rebounding with each other at one of seven different locations. So, Waz, the question is, who won the inaugural contest? Was it A, Team Houston, Clyde Drexler and Cynthia Cooper, B, Team New York, Allen Houston and Rebecca Lobo, C, Team Phoenix, Steve Nash and Michelle Timms, or D, Team Utah, Karl Malone and Tammy Rice?
I remember the Houston Comets being out the gate the most dominant team in the WNBA. Mm-hmm. But I don't think, and I watched this in real time too.
You did? You remember two ball, obviously.
Yeah, I remember. Because I remember them whipping it out, and like there was like the circles where you had to shoot from. Yep. And yep. I'm going to go with Houston. I'm just going to go with my gut. Houston.
My goodness.
Wow.
What a start. That is correct.
Houston. Team. And I promise you, I am not looking this stuff up. I'm telling you, I'm just going on instinct here.
I believe it. I believe it was. Team Houston, Drexler and Cooper, they got off to an unbelievable start. Scored 73 points in the two-ball final. And, man, you're on fire. 5 points after simple three questions. Two lifelines still Crazy. Remaining. He is well on his way to getting the greatest all-time score here on Who Wants Some Trivia. All right. Question number 4. Up until this year's game in Chicago, Sunday's All-Star Game has never really been about defense. Scores in the 170s, in the 180s. We even had the 190s. They were becoming commonplace. But there has been some defense played in the past, accidental or not. So, Waz, I want you to tell me, which player holds the record for total number of fouls across their illustrious All-Star Game career? A, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. B, Kobe Bryant. C, Elvin Hayes. Or D, Shaquille O'Neal. Talk it out.
Now, Elvin Hayes is clearly before my time, but, you know, remember when LeBron said he was a hip-hop historian?
Yes.
I'm sort of an NBA historian, right? In that I've read like 3 NBA books. But I'm just saying. Elvin Hayes, I know for a fact, is a bruiser. One of those type of guys that wouldn't be afraid to give you a hard foul. I believe that's the team that snapped UCLA's streak, if I'm not mistaken, when he was in college against Kareem. He just strikes me as a no-nonsense type of guy, so I'm just going to go with Elvin Hayes like that. He seems like the kind of guy who would go to an All-Star game and take it seriously from what I've read and like shit like breaks of the game and whatnot. So I would say Elvin Hayes is my final answer for most fouls in the history of the All-Star game.
Oh, he is human. Waz is human. No, that is incorrect. It's incorrect. Yeah. It's sort of maybe, I guess, the obvious answer. It's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Because he's played in the most All-Star games. Ah!
That's right. That's right, Watson.
Jesus.
He has played. He has played in 18 All-Star games. I think he got selected. Oh, I think he got selected for 19, but he played in 18.
Sheesh.
57 personal fouls from Kareem. So that's like,
that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's a normal game.
Yeah, that's average of 3 per game. So nothing easy
for a big guy. That's normal.
Yeah, nothing easy with Cap there. All right, so that's Waz's first incorrect answer. After 4 rounds, JD, what do we have him at?
We have him at 5.
Okay. So 3 questions remaining here. Waz, you got 2 lifelines, the Gimme Some Mo and the Phone a Friend.
Gimme Some Mo. What's Gimme Some Mo again?
I'm going to give you a little hint for that one if you need it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay,
cool. Maybe helps you out. All right.
I should have used that for the Kareem.
Yeah, my hint for that one was going to be this big man played in 18 All-Star games, so that may have got you there. All right. Question 5. When it comes to All-Star Weekend, generally, every NBA city gets a shot. I mean, just look at our next 3 spots. We got Indianapolis coming up. Then we got Cleveland. We got Salt Lake City. Pack a winter coat, people. But not everyone has had a crack at hosting the festivities. In fact, there are 4 current NBA cities who still haven't. So I'm going to flip this question around a little bit, and I want you to tell me, Waz, which of the following cities is the only one to have hosted an NBA All-Star game? Is it A, Memphis, B, Milwaukee, C, Portland, or D, Sacramento? Which one of those 4 is the only one to have actually hosted an NBA All-Star game?
I'm going to go with a Gimme Some Mo here, please.
Okay, right away, I like that. The Gimme Some Mo lifeline, the hint is, this city hosted the All-Star Weekend festivities in 1977. Dr. J went on to win MVP honors. So, obviously the clue there is, it's been a while since they've had it, but back in 77 they did.
And what are my choices here again?
Memphis, Milwaukee, Portland, or Sacramento? Which one has hosted?
I'm going to go... Memphis was not in the NBA in 1977, so they're done.
Okay.
I don't think Sacramento was either, if I'm not mistaken. So it's... I'm going to go with Portland.
Final answer?
Final answer.
You got it down to 50-50. You were so close. You got it down to the right two, Portland or Milwaukee. But Milwaukee has hosted in 77. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so here,
that was a tough one.
That's a tough one. That one was no joke. Yeah. The four teams, current NBA teams.
I don't know why I thought Milwaukee might have still been in the ABA for some reason.
Yeah.
But it's like, but if Dr. J was already in the NBA, then that means the ABA would have already crossed and I'm working under pressure here, people.
Hey, no one said it was going to be easy. Yeah, 77 at the Milwaukee Arena. Now, yeah, they haven't hosted one, of course, at the new arena in Milwaukee. I'm sure that's coming in due time. There are four cities that have never hosted, you know, currently in the NBA. Portland never has had it.
Which is wild to
me. Yep. Sacramento, you were right about that. They've never had it. Memphis has never had it. And then Oklahoma City has never hosted as well. So those are the four. All right. So you're still at 5 points after five questions. Question number six. This one's simple. Who has the highest scoring average in NBA All-Star Game history? Is it A, Giannis Antetokounmpo, B, Kevin Durant, C, LeBron James, or D, Michael Jordan? You have one lifeline remaining.
The lifeline is to call your friend. Now, that's a waste of a call a friend. I'm going to go with KD.
Okay. You're like right away. Not even going to talk this one out. Yeah.
No, just KD.
It's incorrect.
Is it LeBron?
No, it's not. It's Giannis.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that?
Wow. That was a monkey wrench. That was... That was the Sam Perkins style of question right there.
Yeah, and you got the Perkins right. You unfortunately got this one wrong. Yeah.
Yes.
So Giannis has played obviously in less games than the other guys, but I didn't put any sort of, you know, minimum on it.
Yeah, of course.
Giannis has played in four games now. He's averaged 27.3 points per game in his All-Star game history. KD's close. In 10 games, 25 points per game. LeBron's 24.1 in 16 games. MJ only 20.2 in 13 games, which is a little surprising to me. But
well, that's because they wasn't doing the 190-point thing back in his day.
Yes, that's exactly right. Dale Ellis, if you don't put any minimum on anything here, which I didn't, Dale Ellis would be second all-time. He scored 27 points in the one game he played in.
One All-Star game.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, in 89.
Sharpshooter Dale Ellis.
That's right. Lee Ellis' dad, Dale Ellis. That's what we pretend. Okay. So... just said it. You're at 5 points still, six questions down. This is your final question. We do have some rapid fire fun, which we'll explain in a second. But final question here to use that lifeline if you want to. You don't need to. Okay. You don't need to. Our final All-Star Weekend question is about the three-point contest. It's fairly well known that Craig Hodges holds the record for most consecutive shots made in the contest, hitting 19 straight in the 91 shootout. But which sharpshooter is next on that list, having knocked down 13 in a row back in 2015? A, Devin Booker, B, Steph Curry, C, Kyle Korver, or D, Klay Thompson?
Klay Thompson.
Wow. He just makes a decision and he goes with it. Hey, okay, so you're saying Klay Thompson?
Klay Thompson, because I vaguely remember this All-Star weekend, and I don't think it was Steph that had the big day. I feel like it's either Klay Thompson or Kyle Korver, and I just feel like Klay Thompson, I'm pretty sure that's the year he did the 36-point quarter or whatever. This seems to fall in line with Klay Thompson being an alien, so I'm going to go with Klay Thompson.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh.
I think you're getting your years mixed up a little bit. Obviously, Klay won the three-point contest. I think you're thinking that year, but Steph Curry is the one to have.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, this one shocked me. He hit 13 straight in the 2015 contest.
But he didn't win, did he?
No, that was the only one he won. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He went in six. I think he's been in 6 3-point contests, and that was the only one in 2015 that he won.
Well, I came out the gates fast, guys, but I ended with a whimper.
Yeah, JD, how many points does Waz have right
now? So Waz has 5 points. Came out guns a-blazing, but fell off a little. But you have a chance, Waz, to add some more points in our final speed round. You're going to have 45 seconds to give as many correct answers as possible. You'll score 1 point for each one. There's no lifelines in this round.
Yeah, there's okay. No lifelines, but I might give you the odd hint or two if you're struggling, and this is not going to be easy. Okay, so yeah, every correct answer is an extra point. Your speed round rapid-fire question. Was the modern-day version of All-Star Weekend's horse competition was unleashed upon the world in 2009, and unfortunately, or maybe perhaps fortunately, it only lasted 2 years. Can you name all of the horse competitors over those 2 years? We're going to start the clock, and here we go.
Baron Davis?
Baron Davis, incorrect.
Tony Parker?
Ooh, incorrect.
Do
you remember do you remember who won it?
I don't remember anything about horse. I don't think I watched it. Mm. This is not something I would be interested in. Vince Carter.
No. Your hint is he's a finals MVP, a two-time finals MVP. He won it both times, horse competition. He's one of the greatest players of all time. He's injured right now. He hasn't played this season.
Dirk Nowitzki.
No.
No, he didn't win the finals two times. Kevin Durant.
Yes, Kevin Durant.
Okay.
You're running out of time? Just throw it. Kevin Durant. Okay, you got Kevin Durant. Ooh.
Who's the other person that won this competition?
Well, that's the funny part. Durant won it twice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny? I don't think of Durant as a finals MVP. It's weird how that happens. I, like many people, don't give him a lot of credit for his finals appearances.
I guess not. Yeah. It sounds like you give him more credit for winning horse than winning finals
MVP.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay, yeah. So the answers were, and I knew this was going to be a tough one, but that's why it's rapid fire. Kevin Durant, OJ Mayo was in it, and Joe Johnson, okay, in 2009. Yeah. And
so it was only three people each season?
Yeah, and then in 2010, it was Kevin Durant again. It was Rondo. Can you believe that? Rondo and horse. And then Omri.
All you got to do is take a jump shot.
Yeah, exactly. And then
H-O or C.
Omri Caspi was also in it.
Wow, yeah, that was never, ever going to happen.
Yeah, look, that's one of those ones. It's like if you watched horse, you were going to be able to get a couple of those. Yeah, and if you didn't, then no chance in hell. You were more of a two-ball fan, we learned, than horse. Okay, so JD, yeah, take us through Waz's final score
here. So Waz ended up with 6 points in total, which puts him tied with Lee Ellis for third on our leaderboard. Which is also last place.
Yeah, you're being JD's being kind.
That's unfortunate.
Here.
That's
okay. Oh man.
So who's got the number one spot?
Well, right now Tass does.
Tass
scored 8. Then Amir Blumenfeld scored 7, and then you and Lee here are now bringing up the rear. But you're very, very close with 6 points piece.
Well, I'm in good company. I can't be mad at that.
Yeah, exactly. Waz, man, I can't thank you enough for coming on here.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, guys. This was amazing.
Where can, listeners, what's the best way for them to follow your work and to hear your voice?
On every single social media platform, I'm Big Waz, S-B-I-G-W-O-S. That's Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. You can find me there. I usually post my work and all of that. You can find me on The Athletic every Tuesday with the NBA Power Ranking, your odd Q&A with an NBA player, or, just a unnecessarily deeply reported sneaker piece here and there. So you can find me at The Athletic, of course. I'm on a ton of podcasts for The Athletic. We do Hoops Adjacent with the legend NBA Hall of Famer David Aldridge, as well as the Basket Buds with me, Dave DeFore, Zach Harper, John Krasinski, Fred Katz, and a host of the other dope NBA writers from The Athletic. Of course, I do the Rankin Power Rankin Overreact Power Rankings podcast with Zach Harbor. That's exclusive only to Athletic subscribers, where we just, you know, Zach puts a power ranking out every Monday, and the commenters, you know, do what they do and get indignant about stuff, and we sort of react to that. And yeah, man, just check us out. You know, make sure you follow us on Twitter. Make sure you're listening to the pods. We try to keep things fun and light.
That's awesome. You sound like a busy man. You are on every podcast. Jeez. You're doing all this.
Hey, man,
work.
I'm doing all of this work. And then, of course, my woman is Armenian. So, you know, she's keeping me busy, bro.
Yeah, you got to marry that Armenian woman. Trust me.
I'm working on it. Yeah. I'm working on it, Skeets.
Take it from me. All right. Well, Waz, thank you so much. JD, thank you for being our trusty scorekeeper, always. I want to thank Basketball Reference and JustAllStar.com for inspiring a few of those questions. And, yeah, thanks to the dogs in your life, and more importantly, thanks to all the Armenians out there. Much love to all the Armenians. We'll catch you next time on
Who Wants Some Trivia?